Hello, everyone. It's Matthew here, one of the editors of the Canadian Journal of Emergency Nursing, and I'm super excited to be here today with three incredible nurse practitioners who have submitted an awesome project, really describing the journey and the impact that they've had. I think we're all really lucky to have them here today. Would you three COVID warriors please introduce yourselves?
Paris Klemmer, I'm the clinical lead for nurse practitioners at Strathcona Community Hospital.
I'm Shereen Grubb. I'm a nurse practitioner at the Strathcona Community Hospital site. I've been here since the day it opened and helped put together our emergency department transition clinic.
My name is Wes Shand. I'm also a nurse practitioner here. I work mostly in the emergency department and the IV clinic. I just recently started working in the emergency transition clinic.
This is so great. And I know that your article is, even when we sent it out for peer review, which it's really of great interest to Canadian emergency nurses, because not every province has been as supportive or as progressive with nurse practitioner practice. So it's definitely, we got a lot of questions. As I was preparing our board and our other peer reviewers about the for your article. So I'm super excited to speak with you today. Can you tell me, so to each one of you, maybe in the same order, about your nurse practitioner training? Where do you go for your training?
I'm Daris. I was working primarily in rural, so I chose a online learning program through Athabasca University, and I graduated back 2006, so a long time ago. So I've been frequently called a pioneer, and certainly it has felt that way for many times. And then I ended up moving to an urban center because that's where the jobs were, because there was no funding for any nurse practitioners in rural Alberta when I graduated in 2006. I did some work at the Grey Nuns, and then I did some work in continuing care. And then I was fortunate enough that in 2008-ish, I did some work at urgent care in Sherwood Park. And so when an opportunity came up to work out here, I grabbed it and followed in Shereen's footsteps a couple of months after she had worked about 45 hours a week setting up the transition clinic. So, and then we've just gradually, we had a lot of challenges, but also a lot of positive things, and we amalgamated sort of our nursing team, and we do a lot of work in all three of the areas that are identified in the paper, in the emergency transition clinic, the IV therapy clinic, and the emergency department. So most of our NPs are quite versatile. They usually work two or more places in our site.
And I'm Shereen. I did my master's through the University of Alberta, started it back in 2001 and finished up in 2005. I think a week after I graduated, I started at urgent care and worked there for 9 years until I moved over here to the site 6 years ago now.
I started off my undergraduate actually as a psych nursing diploma. Many years ago, about 16 years ago, went on to get my BSc into the U of A, and then worked about 10 years in the intensive care units at the University Hospital, mostly in the cardiovascular intensive care. And then about 8 years there, and I started doing the online program through Athabasca University, and then completed my NP 2014. And then actually, Daris was one of my preceptors, so she kind of helped me get this job here. So yeah.
That's how old I am.
No, you're a pioneer.
Right.
So you described to me, what was the impetus or what got you to want to describe your experience in this article?
Well, as I said, we had some challenges. And at one point, things got contentious between the nurse practitioners and the emergency physicians. And so before I was even the formal clinical lead, there was a group of us that we had to meet with some senior leadership within AHS. And so there was, you know, a little bit of bantering going on. And basically the Edmonton's own senior leader at the time, Dr. David Mador, basically said failure was not an option and you had to make this work. And once you made it work, you were to write it up and make it successful. So I am always willing to pick up the sword and take the challenge. So that was a challenge to me. And so we've done varying things. We did a poster presentation at the Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians Conference in Calgary back in 2016, yes. Which was a big win for a nurse practitioner. And it was just a poster, but we felt like that was a win. So stemming off from that, we decided that it was a good idea to try and figure out how to write a journal article for somewhere. And we thought, what a better spot to do it than Canada, because we felt this had national meaning.
It does. Yeah, it definitely does. I know that our readers will be very interested in the work that you've done. So can you please tell me, give your readers, listeners and readers to the article, sort of a summary of what you did, what you wrote about, and why you chose those topics.
We started off with an annual evaluation. This is a new site strapped on our emergency department in the hospital here. So they had some funding for us every year. So we'd compile our data in the different areas, and we had an evaluation team with AHS help us out with compiling at the end of the year. We did that for about 4 years of data, and then we kind of jumped into writing this article from that, based on those years.
Oh, that's great. Can you tell me, what did you learn? Or what is it that Canadian emergency nurses and internationally, what should people take away from your article?
You go ahead, Shree.
I think for us, it's been the success on how nurse practitioners can be integrated into a system where we can work collaboratively in multiple different areas, especially in an acute care or a standalone suburban rural site that doesn't have inpatient beds. It's actually a really good program to be able to help bridge patients so that they don't fall through the cracks and we don't lose them to follow up. That was sort of the big mantra as our site got going, was how can we have NPs be the thread underneath that makes sure our patients are safe and well taken care of from the emergency department out back into the community.
From a program perspective, can you tell me, how is it that you achieved that?
I think one of the biggest things that we were challenged by our medical director was we sort of had our NPs initially working in some silos, the transition clinic and the emergency department, and then maybe separately the IV therapy clinic. And so what we did was to make our program what we call as an NP program, which we're quite proud of, is that we have an NP program that's sustainable. It was making sure our NPs work more than one area. But also, we work very closely together with each other and support each other. So we literally have a team of nurse practitioners. And then we work together to make sure that all of our patients get the care they require, right from you have a positive CT scan that says they have a lump and they need to go to ATOP and they're waiting for you to do that referral within 48 hours. So that automatically instigates the EDNP to do a referral to our transition clinic. So the patient then has an in-person appointment that tells them they're going to get called by ATOP. They potentially have cancer, and this is what this might look like. And I know Shireen had some really good experience early on with a 42-year-old female patient who had that and was so grateful for the care that she provided that she actually called in the middle of all of her biopsies and getting set up at the cross to thank her for that bit.
Wow, that's such a meaningful anecdote. That's really great.
I think another thing with our transition clinic that we have tried to really do is make sure that people are connected to a primary care provider. We've got quite a few patients that either can't get a timely appointment or don't have a provider. And so we've worked really closely with the primary care networks in our community or the local doctors in the bigger sites closer to us where we can actually link people up with family doctors. And we have had some cases where there have been new diagnoses that do require a follow-up that we know can't wait 6 weeks for a meet and greet. And so we have had some opportunities where we've actually called doctor's offices and said, hey, I need you to be able to take this patient on. Here's their story. Here's their investigation so far. And we've had really good success that way from kind of a community resourcing perspective.
Outstanding.
And then with the IV clinic, so when we first started the emergency department, all the patients were actually seen through the emergency department. So whether they were a TIV, ANSEF, or a daily, it would still be a long wait to get to see a provider in the emergency department. So we spoke to the medical director, and he let us kind of take the IV therapy on as an NP-led clinic, which is one of the first in Alberta. So we see mostly antibiotic patients from the emergency department. We do lots of non-antibiotic stuff as well. We've kind of expanded our horizons a little bit with some extra learning and training. And yeah, it seems it's going quite well now. It's been open 3 years.
Since 2015. Yeah, this has been open for since 2015. So.
Wow, that's great. I'm confident that your article, you know, as it's getting shared across Canada, that there'll be other probably nurse practitioner students, nurse practitioners, and then also healthcare leaders and administrators that will want to learn from your experience. What can you share any other learnings that you've had that you either encapsulated in your article or didn't make it into it about setting up such a progressive program as you have?
I think for me, the learnings were having been through the healthcare system for a while, because I've been around forever, it feels like. We came to this new site with a very strong mandate as nurse practitioners here that we needed evaluation data, that we needed to know that we had a plan, that we had something we were going to look forward to. Because I don't think, without an evaluation plan, it's hard to actually prove your success. And trying to backtrack it or backdate it or even get buy-in from senior leaders, if you don't have the numbers, is very, very tricky. So we were, I think, quite fortunate in being able to push to make sure NPs had their own evaluation component to the site. Because at one point, we were just to be lumped in with the eMERGE proper or ambulatory care proper. And I think the NP role, because it was such a different take, really needed its own evaluation. And we were really grateful to be able to have that. That's what's been able to make the basis of the article, is really to show our data.
We've also learned a lot working in the emergency department with the physicians, so a lot about collaboration and patients and lots of different things. We've been working well together, it seems like. But
yes,
the other thing that I learned is, in a standalone site like this, is it's great to set up a program that has nurse practitioners integrated, particularly in a suburban rural site, because we've set up our program to be a support for what the community needs. And some of the biggest things that a community like Sherwood Park needed, being far away from some of those bigger centers, was a place where people could come and get their IV iron instead of having to drive all the way into a major center, pay for parking, particularly if they're elderly, that piece. So I think what I've really appreciated is being able to set up a program that has really served what the community needed for those type of patients. Also in what the community needed for the transition of patients in between while they're waiting for specialist appointments, that elderly population that might need just a little bit more teaching after they've been discharged from the emergency department, to really set them up for success so they understand what the next steps are.
That's really meaningful for me, I think, both in experiences I've had as a patient. And I'm one of the providers at one of the large urban centers that you'd be sending patients to. And I think often we minimize the experience of how difficult it is to park and physically get in the building. If you try to get into an IV therapy clinic at a large urban center, it can be so difficult. That's really meaningful. All right. I think, and as an emergency nurse, not as a nurse practitioner, of course, reading your article, it's so encouraging to me to know that nurse practitioner work is being evaluated in a way that healthcare administrators and leaders understand, and also help us understand, as your colleagues, as registered nurses, understand what you do as nurse practitioners. So I'm incredibly grateful to have your article in our journal.
I think that was probably, sorry, I just made me one, what that was one of the things we did learn, was that not all registered nurses really understand what a nurse practitioner does. So that was a bit hard for me in terms of going forward, because I think that was a big learning as well. Sorry to interrupt there.
My family is actually, they didn't know, I've been explaining what a nurse practitioner is for years. They didn't get it, but now they finally read something and now they get it. So.
Are there any other takeaways or any other messages that you can provide for Canadian registered nurses from your experience and then also from your article?
We need more emergency nurse practitioners, and it is worth the challenges going forward. And if there's any healthcare administrators that are watching this and listening, you won't regret a program like this because it serves your patients' needs hugely. And I think all of the physicians that work at our site would say that the nurse practitioners have made this one of their most favorite sites in the zone to work at.
That's awesome. That's such a great message. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, or any other messages for our viewers and our readers? Good. You guys are outstanding. I really appreciate the time that you've spent today being able to, being so willing to share your story. So thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
And you. Bye-bye.